with what one observer described as cat-like movements, they talked about all the times their automobiles had been towed away by the New York City Police Department. They thought kind thoughts about Allie Sherman. They even recall the time when a masked bandit bound and gagged all 80,000 people in the Sugar Bowl. And one of them took note of the newscaster, undeservedly called the Dean, who always got off the air a minute late. And as Ted and his faithful companions left WNEW, a great voice boomed through an echo chamber, which the engineer had turned up too loud, as usual, and the voice said, "No tears, no scenes. We want to remember you just as you are now, a unique, extraordinary, incomparable bunch of weirdos." Long live Laura the Moose. The weather for the WNEW area, tonight cloudy, about 30, tomorrow partly sunny, in the 40s, Sunday fair and seasonable. Humidity 70, wind southeast at 6, the temperature now 36. Repeating the top story, Senator Robert Byrd says 100 Americans have died in air missions over Laos. He said the government should say more about our involvement. The new RAND report on rent control suggests increases and subsidies to welfare and low-income tenants. This is Edward Brown, and that's WNEW News up to the minute. It's 10 after 7. Here again, Ted Brown.
Ed, I just don't know what to say. You are the dean, and always have been, but it's been like 7 years, Ed, and every minute of it I've loved, and like they say, you don't want to get up. I thank you. I absolutely thank you. You're beautiful. And then I thank the people, too. They've been... My chérie amour. Come on, you grown man. Play records. That's what you've got to do.